Welcome to the 2021 Farm Bill Showdown. In this corner, we have Price Loss Coverage, aka PLC, coming in with program payments that are issued when commodity prices are below a reference price. And in this corner, we have Agricultural Risk Coverage, aka ARC, coming in payments tied to historical averages and counting crop revenues and yields. Which will you decide? This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. The time has come again for producers to make their Farm Bill ARC PLC election. The deadline is March 15th, but of course, don't wait till the last day. ARC and PLC can be a difficult choice as both programs are based upon past and future grain prices and yields. There is no certainty when it comes to making the election, so we'll just have to go with the best knowledge we have available. Without going too far into the details of the program, PLC payments start when commodity prices, averaged by the marketing year, drop below a reference price. ARC is more complex as payments start when a combination of marketing year average and county yields drop below a certain point. Generally, PLC pays more with low commodity prices, and ARC has a payment cap. So in making election, it ends up being a functional question. Choose PLC if there's an expected payment, and if not, choose ARC. So let's take a look if PLC is expecting a payment for each of the common grain commodities. Historically, wheat and grain sorghum have had good PLC payment rates, corn has had a small payment rate, and soybeans have yet to have any payment. Logically, most farmers have chosen PLC for wheat, sorghum, and corn, and then chosen ARC for soybeans. However, historical payments only help so much because the marketing year for sorghum, corn, and soybeans run from this coming September to the next, and right now, commodity prices are much higher than in recent past. Soybeans. Soybeans average prices would need to fall below $8.40 to trigger a PLC payment. If you don't think that is possible, as it is unlikely, then go with ARC. However, there would need to be a significant yield loss to trigger an ARC payment for soybeans. Wheat's reference price is $5.50. While corn prices are above this, wheat market is volatile and could easily fall below this. Considering there's a good chance for a decent wheat yield around this area, PLC is likely the preferred choice. Grain sorghum is a little harder of a decision, as it has a higher reference point at $3.95, but right now the futures are well above this price. If China slows down imports, the likely lower basis could again favor PLC. However, if prices stay high, then ARC could pay if we get another dry summer. Corn is really the toss of a coin. Its reference price is $3.70, and current markets are saying that a PLC payment is unlikely, but the volatility of the corn market makes that a hard decision to predict. If we have a drought like last year, ARC would make more sense in dryland corn. K-State Extension economists have written a few recent publications on the current ARC and PLC election status in an effort to help farmers with what we at least know currently and to expect, without having any promises of certainty. Please contact me if you need help finding this information by calling 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.